Blog Talk Radio.
Lizzie T Radio Show.
Welcome to the Lizzie T Radio Show. This is your host and the producer of the Lizzie T Radio Show. Today is another day, and we're having today an amazing show, special show. We have a special guest. Her name is Carlene, and I'm going to give a little intro right now. And Carlene is 24 years old, a culinary entrepreneur from Brampton, Ontario, Canada. She was born in a small island in St. Vincent, and she was raised in Toronto, Canada. Carlene started in the kitchen since she was 9 years old. I don't know any 9-year-old that liked to cook. And she was taught by her grandmother and her aunt, and not just cooking, but also baking. When she attended high school, she wore her peers and her teacher by bringing goodies, and everybody believed and assumed that her grandmother had made it. Carlene decided to step even farther and attended George Brown College in Toronto, Canada, where she pursued her culinary art, being a skilled student in her class, and Carlene was given multiple awards from the college, such as the Pop Soda Award category. In 2010, Carlene decided to pursue even farther by opening her own business, her company. What an amazing. And she called it Kai's Bakery, that she named after her son. That's a lovely, lovely bio. Carlene, are you on the line?
Yes, I am.
Hello, and
Hello.
Welcome to Blog Talk Radio. Thank you so much for being part of this show. And Carlene, How did you start? No problem. It's a pleasure to have you here. How did you become interested in such a young age to be cooking and baking? Like, what got you interested? I know we cook because we have to, but what got you interested in actually pursuing that as a business?
I think, honestly, it was the fact that every weekend, because I kind of hated it at first. I remember growing up, every weekend my grandmother would have me baking with her. And it's before I attended high school, I don't know what it was, but then there was just this spur of the moment thing that kind of came over me where I wanted to try doing things on my own, just opening up the pantry and mixing ingredients together, mixing flavors together, creating different cakes, and some of them didn't turn out too good, but eventually I got the hang of it, and from there it just increased. My love just increased. The fact of, you know, seeing people's faces light up and as they're enjoying my desserts and stuff, that's where it all comes from.
Wow, that's amazing. And when did you decide that this is what's going to be it? This is going to be your passion. This is going to be your career. This is going to be your profession. When did you thought this is it? Because a lot of us, some people never figure out what they want to do in their life as a career, as a business. When did you decide to do that?
It was at the end of high school. While I was in high school, the funny thing is, in my home ec and stuff, I canceled out all the other classes, the cosmetology classes, and the only classes I took home ec-wise were kitchen-related, restaurant services, baking. For me, it was
in high school.
And I remember one time I was actually going to go to medical school. I remember the day I called my aunt, which is the one I grew up with, and I told her, you know, today I'm going to take a step and I'm going to go to medical school because she's actually a nurse. And she said, no, you're not. She's like, I know you love the nursing field, yes, but that's not where your heart is. I see the way you cook. I see the way you bake. I see the way your face lights up. Medical school is not what you want. You need to go to culinary
right.
school. And then
amazing.
I said, huh, maybe I should. So I took that step
when,
and applied. And
when somebody else sees the passion, when somebody else sees the passion in you, that you are happy doing what you're doing. I guess not only you saw it for yourself that this was your calling, but you can see somebody else seeing it for you as well. And running a catering business, running your own company, what do you think are, what would you say are the challenging? I know you already mentioned that you what you love most about your job is your career, that you see people happy when they eat your product, when you eat your dessert. But what would you say are the most challenging thing about running your own catering company?
For me, I would say the most challenging things are, well, for one, yes, you have the passion for something, but, you know, sometimes you shouldn't get ahead of yourself. You want to get somewhere, but you have to take steps. So, you know, you have to kind of calculate certain things. You have to calculate, for example, food costs. And a lot of people don't think about that. And, you know, you got to look at your clients. You got to build up your clientele. And but there's just a long list of challenges that every business can have. So for me to just, you know, put particular ones out there is kind of difficult. But every day, you know, you face a challenge.
Yeah, no, and running your own business is definitely a challenge in itself. Running a catering business when you have budget to and deadlines and make sure that your products are acceptable to everybody. Absolutely. I do not want to forget for the listeners, please give the audience your email, your phone number. I have put a link into Blog Talk Radio Show, your Facebook, which is Facebook.com/pages Kai's Bakery. And please go ahead. I want everybody to get your phone number and your email. I've looked at her pictures in Facebook, and everyone, Carlene, has not only the pictures look amazing, I've had the opportunity of tasting her product. They taste amazing. So go ahead.
Thank you. My email address is kaibakery@hotmail.ca. So that's spelled kaibakery@hotmail.ca. And my telephone number is 647-883-0069. And that's 647-883-0069.
And Perfect. So everybody who is looking for, and what kind of public do you serve?
I serve everybody. Anybody that's willing to have their sweet tooth filled. I'm the person that I would like to say you can call. So whether you like strawberry shortcakes or cheesecakes or cream puffs or, you know, shortbread cookies, banana bread,
and
carrot cakes, all of that.
Wow, pretty a huge variety. And do you do weddings? You do you cater for particular birthday parties, some particular event, or
I cater for everyone. I cater weddings. I cater events. I cater birthdays. I am also a personal chef, so I have had opportunities where people can hire me to come to their homes and prepare whatever meal it is that they want.
Wow.
So pretty much my hands in everything.
Wonderful. So there you have it, everyone. Carlene, Kai's Bakery. You can find samples of her product in facebook.com/pages Kai's Bakery. Her phone number, again, is 647-883-0069. Any final word that you have, I feel that you have spare 15 minutes of your busy time to call us and to talk to us. And this is a networking sort of radio network, and everybody that is listening, hoping that you get lots of calls, lots of email, lots of contact. Again, I had the opportunity of trying her her sweets, her cupcakes, and I have to tell you, you have not tasted anything else if you have not called Caroline. So any final word?
I'd like to thank you for having me on your show. I really appreciate it. And it was my pleasure to spare that 15 minutes for you. So I'm looking forward to hearing from viewers or listeners out there. And thank you.
Thank you, Caroline. And thank you. This has been an amazing show. Thank you again for calling. And everyone, please give Caroline Kaisbakery a call.
Capture the moment. Beautiful photography. I just want to watch you make your dream a reality. Over 30 years experience, there's no distance for you. J.I. Sensei, photography, memory, love.
Visit www.jandltphotography.com. That's jandltphotography.com. For any event, have your photo session at J and LT Photography. Do you know why? Because J and LT is passionate about capturing and preserving images we all value most. Images of love, devotion, self-reflection, self-projection, joy, tradition, festivity, wonder, and infinitely more. J and LT Photography are husband-wife photo team.
And there you have it, folks. We have finished another show. Thank you so much for listening.
OMG Events, a full-service event planning and decor service. OMG Event does much more than create exceptional services. Call Alexandra and Mark at 905-960-2886. Their website, OhMyGoshEvents.com.
Lizzie T. Radio Show.
SJ Image Creation, your image consultant. Call Shelly Jared at 416-839-2792. Website, sjimagecreation.com.
Lizzie T. Radio Show.